When all the Achura means the heads of Yerushalayim, Sara Yehuda, the heads of Yehuda, Rosh Shalev HaMelech Nimas, that the king is angry at us, like in the Kodesh Baruch Hu was not being mekabel our avoida. When all the heads of the Yehuda, Sara Yehuda saw this, Kivun Shiro Kol Chura Yehuda is Kain Olo L'Rosh Gagusayim. They went up to the top of the roofs, on top of the roof. Vinoflu, and they fell umesu, and they killed themselves. Hodu desiv, that's what the pasuk says in Shayo, Gei chizoyon malucho efoi ki olis kulach legagois shuas malaya irhamiya. That they went up to the gag, and the mamash all killed themselves there. As go here, they saw that Hashem didn't want them anymore. There was come out the time for Luchanes to come and make a korban abayis. That's what they did. And he said the pshat l'psukim there was a big quail going on. That hoya b'chov v'lomat b'sabel. If they ask him why you mean misabel, and the novi answer back, because a lot of people were killed now. Al shenoflu menagagas, that they fell out off the roof. This is the ma'aseh. The reason why they fell off the roof was because they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not nichon with the avodah they were doing anymore, and the king was angry at them. They went up and they fell down off the roof. In the base of Middash, there were 13 different shulchanos they had there. Ches shel shayish, 8 of them were made from marble. The base hamitzvachayim, in the place where they made the shchita, where they used to shecht all the karbonis, that's called the place where they made the shchita. That's where they had 8 marble tables. Shaleya madichenes hakrovayim. On top of these marble tables, they used to wash off the karbayim, the insides of the animal of the korban. Ubeis b'marav hakevis. Hakevish. There were 2 on the west side of the kevish of the plank going up to the mizbeach. Echot shol shayish. One was made out of marble. The echot shol kesef. One was made out of silver. Al shol shayish. The one that was made out of marble. Noisten esayvorim. Used to put the pieces of meat before they bring it up to the mizbeach to burn it on top of the mizbeach. That's where they would leave them. They leave the pieces of meat, the evorim, on top of this table. The al shol kesef. What did they use with the silver table? Klisharis. They used to have to take out the klisharis, so they took it out from the lishkas where they hid them. They would leave it on that table. So he said to Korban Edom, klisharis shemoytzien b'chol boiker. Every morning they used to take out shalos v'tishim klisharis. 93 different klisharis they took out of the lishkam k'netnan b'tomin. But the Gemara says in Tomin, it's every day they needed this amount of kelim to do the avodah for that day. They would take out 93 different klisharis. So where did they put them all and they took them out of its place? They put them on this table. On this table made out of kesef. Ubeis, there were another 2 tables. Gulam, in the ulam. That's right outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mibefnim, inside. Al Pesach HaBayis, near the opening, the door of the ulam. Echot Shel Shayish, one was made out of marble. That's what our Mishnah holds. The Echot Shel Zov, one was made out of gold. Al shel shayis noisnin lechem aponim bichni sosay. When they used to bring in the new lechem aponim every Shabbos, before they put it onto the shulchan inside, they used to first put it down on this table. On this table made out of marble. The al shel zohov biyitziyosay. And then when they brought out the old lechem aponim from last Shabbos, when they took it out of the shulchan aponim, they would put it on the outside shulchan, this golden table. Why? Shemalim bakodesh v'lemeridim. You have to go upwards and not downwards. So once it came off the inside shulchan, when you took it off that, you have to put it higher onto a golden keli. But it couldn't have been the opposite way. First gold, and then marble. So first has to be the marble one, and then after they took it off, they put it onto the golden shulchan. Echot shel zov, and then there was one, that was the real shulchan shel zov, mibifnim, that was inside the kochim. She'olov lechem aponim tomin. On that shulchan is what you have, the lechem aponim, the 12 lechems, every Shabbos, from Shabbos to Shabbos, stood on that table on the Shulchan Hazov, which was in the Panim. So the kids in the Beis Hamikdash, there were 13 different tables. Gemara says, Tony, Al Shel Kesef, as the Braisa argues in our Mishnah. Chomeda says, Tony, Al Shel Kesef, Oysen Shel Ulam, that we said there was 2 inside the Ulam itself, and we said, Echad Shel Kesef, our Mishnah says, V'yechad Shel Zov, Al Shel Kesef, Hoyu Noisnim Bechnisosoi. The Braisa argues in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says in the Ulam, one was made out of marble, and the other one was made out of gold. that they used to first put lechem aponim on the marble table. And the Braita says no. In the Ulam, there can only be Ashurish, you can only have gold and silver. You couldn't have marble there. Therefore, he learns the table that they first put lechem aponim on was made out of silver. That's what the Braita says. Heistoni al shel kesef was made out of silver. So Mira says, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Chanina, Chananya, Mati bo Sarova b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Les kan shel kesef. He wants to say, no, the Braita was wrong. It has to be like our Mishnah says, that the table in the Ulam, the one that they used to put lechem upon him first on, had to be made out of marble. It can't be made out of kesef. Less can't show kesef. It can't be made out of silver. Why? Because it's a little bit, it could get hot. Silver could get hot. And if you put the lechem upon him on top of it, it'll get it to make it spoil. It'll spoil the lechem upon him. So it's not mistaken to put it on the silver. You'd rather put it on shoshayis made out of marble. That will always keep it cool and keep it fresh. For the Gemara Akasha, Avaloi Ken Toni, didn't we learn anyway that Ze Echod Ben Hanisim Shenasu LeBeis HaMikdash? Anyway, the Lechem upon him was a tremendous nes, a miracle. What was the nes? Shekeshem Shoyim Menicha Noisei Chaim, the same way they used to bring it in fresh every single Shabbos. And Kach Hoyim Maitzian Noisei Chaim. The next Shabbos, 8 days later, when they came to take off the lechem upon him, it was just as fresh as the way they put it in the Shabbat before. Shenema the Pasuk says, Losum lochem choim, biyoim hilok choy. That the bread was hot, the way they took it off, the same way it was put there. So Kasha was anywhere there was a nest going on with the lechem upon him, it didn't get spoiled. So Mela, what's your Kasha? That it can't be made out of shel kesef, because the table will be out of kesef. The kesef would make the bread stale a little bit, but anywhere there was mice and nisim going on. So Avada, the kesef would not ruin the lechem upon him. And for the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, ein maskir in mice and nisim. He holds no. Whatever we could do to do it without a nest, we're supposed to do it. So therefore, he holds our Mishnah's right, that table should only be made out of marble, because marble does not make the bread stale. Mashenkin, to use kesef, which could make it stale, even though Avada nests happened, didn't become stale, but we're not samech on a nest, we're not maskir, mice and nisim. Rather do it shel shayish, and you won't have any problems come on to nisim. He says, ye maskir, mice and nisim, kleimar, ein samechim al a nest, v'yoysen ha'koyol, shlo yisafesh v'derech ha'teva. We have to do what we could do, that in derech ha'teva, the bread will not become spoiled. So the Gemara, boyun kumi rebi ilo. Rabbi Eloi asked the Shaila, what's going to be loy hoye shom lechem? What's going to be if one Shabbos they did not have new lechem upon them to put onto the shulchan? They didn't have any new lechem. Is mahal lohanichoy l'Shabbos habo? So some of us from learning the Shaila is, can you leave the lechem upon them that was there from last Shabbos, leave it on the shulchan for another week? Now mahal you put it one Shabbos and you take it off the next Shabbos. It comes the next Shabbos, they didn't have any new lechem upon them to put onto the shulchan. The shayla is, can you leave this lechem on it for another week? That was the shayla. Omaloin, so he answered back, see if the pasuk says, v'nosato al ha-shulchan lechem ponai, lechem ponim lefonai tomid. That this bread should always, there should always be bread tomid, always on the shulchan. Lechem ponim afilo posel. With Ashen, even though it should be posel, and the goin's not gerus this year, the goin's gerus, v'afilo kama yomim, not that it's posel. But we darshan lechem ponim means afilu hukam yomim. Even though the bread is a little bit old already, that it was last week's bread, and it came this week, this Shabbos, they did not have any new bread to put on, still the loch riz, you're allowed to leave this bread there, and it's kosher. To mekayim this mitzvah of lech lefonai tomid, that there should always be bread on the shulchan. And the Rambam Pasuk is also like this, that lemaisa the lechem is kosher. You can leave it on from one week to another week, and it'll be kosher, the bread will be kosher. There won't even be a psul leader on it. Mamish, the bread is kosher. Right. Smara asara shulchanos osa shloimai. Shloimai Melech made 10 shulchanos. Instead of having just one shulchan in the penim, where we put lechem upon him, he had 10 shulchanos there. The Yassir the Pasuk says, Vayas shulchanos asara, Vayonach behechel. And he put all 10 in the hechel. Chamisha miyamin, 5 on the right side of the real shulchan, Vehei mismol, and 5 on the left side of the shulchan. The Gemara says, "Ain't tamer, don't say that chamisha bedorim means in the heichal itself. Five was on dorim, on the south side. Vehei betzofen, and five was on the north side. V'haloi ein ha-shulchan kosher ela betzofen. Don't say that way, because the halacha is the shulchan could only be kosher if it's on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. It can't be on the south side, it has to only be on the tzofen side. Shenem, what the pasuk says, you have to put the shulchan on the side, the north side of the heichal. So merely, even though it says there was five on one side, five on the other side, don't say it means to say the Ramesh put it on the dorm on the south side. No, it was all on the north side. What does the pasuk say that Shlomo Melech put five shulchanos on the right side and five on the left side? Ela, it means like this. In the middle, on the north side, that's where they had the Shulchan Shemoshah. So on the right side of that Shulchan, he put five more Shulchanis. And he put another five on the left side. Still, all of them was taken on the north side of the Heichel, that they were all kosher that could have been used. Even so, the only shulchan that they really used, even b'mei Shlomo Melech, was only the shulchan that was there for Moshe Rabbeinu's times. That was the one that they used to put lechem upon him on it. Shenema, the pasuk says, es ha-shulchan asher olav lechem upon him. It's the shulchan that had on it from before the lechem upon him. That's the one that was used now. So even b'mei Shlomo, even though there was another ten there, this man the Yom holds they only used the one Shal Moshe. They didn't use any other ones. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, no. Al kulam hoya misader. Shlomo Melech used to use all ten of them. He used to change around. At different times we used each one of them. Shenema the pasuk says, es ha-shulchanos v'yaleyam lechem upon him. The shulchans that were there, and on top of them there was lechem upon him. In other words, he changed around. One week this shulchan, next week the other shulchan, but all ten of them had use. He used to use all ten of them. So it's a machlokes if he used them or not. Tony, Mizrach umarev hoynesunim. Here's these extra ten shulchanes that he put there, were put there Mizrach umarev. That's where the way the shulchans were put. They were put east and west. Divrei Rebbe, that's where Rebbe learns. Rebbe Loza, Bei Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Tzofen v'dorim hoynesunim. No, they were put north and south. That's the way these extra shulchanes were put. He learns in the Korban Eda, Mizrach umarev hoynesunim, how shulchanes roishre, the heads of it, echod the mizrach, one was on the east side, v'yechod the marav. Dainu orkoi l'yorach abayin. The length of it was according to the length of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. And the other one says, no, it was sofen v'dorim hoyu. Now, man di yom mizrach umarev nicham, kulan ruin l'shiris. According to one that says it was put mizrach umarev, but all of them was on the sofen, on the north side of the heichel. Therefore, it's good, while they all could be used. They're all in the right makom to be used. Of a man, the yom tzofen darim, the one that says, no, these ten were put between tzofen and darim, nimsa shulchan b'darim. Nechura comes out that at least few of the five shulchanis were on darim side, was on the south side. So Nechura can't use those shulchanis. So Nechlami, according to this man, the yom, it's a little bit kasha, how could they use it? Like it says, v'achi prushay, shulchan archa beizamis, yarehu esumam, listen. Like advised by Kasha, really. It's a bit tmiya. Shrei oirech kol shachonish tayamis. V'yut shachonish tayin eschem amma. V'yumei moimdim mitzofel doros from tzofel to dorim. V'reich of kol eichel arei omdu chamish miyam bedorim. It had to come out that five of them was on the south side of the eichel. So the Awal Yerushalmi blithed by Kasha kontra man di yama. And the Gemara in Menachis gives the teretz and Bavli gives the teretz. The trei dori heavy kaimi. That they weren't mamish one connected to the other one, but they're two different rows. You had one in front of the other one. So it's possible to have all ten of them still on the tzofen on the north side of the Heichel. But here the Rishalma Yestakasha. But that man the yama was between north and south. The Khuriya had some of the shchanis on the south side that should make it possible to be used. Right.